Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Behind me is the house where Yehudi Menuhin lived for many years, from the 1960s to his death in 1999, though he didn't die here, he died in Berlin, Germany. So Yehudi Menuhin in his lifetime was surely the most famous violinist in the world, but I don't know much about music. Anyway, he was born in New York City, and his father come from what's now Belarus, his mother from what's now Ukraine. They both made Aliyah to Palestine before the First World War, which was then under Ottoman suzerainty. And they'd moved to New York City, which is where they'd wed. Anyway, and so he was born in 1919. He had two sisters, both of whom were involved in music. So he was a musical prodigy, and he made his first public performance at the age of five. So he was soon touring all over the United States, giving concerts, earning his keeps. He didn't go to normal school very much. So grew up speaking Yiddish as well as English. His surname, Yehudi, just means Jew in Hebrew. But apparently he was only semi-observant. He was a pescatarian, though. I suppose that's still kosher. Anyway, so then by the age of 10, he went to Europe, and in Paris he met George Enescu, the famous Romanian composer, studied under his tutelage. Later he was in Switzerland. I think he knew French because Enescu taught him through French. And then in Switzerland he learned some German and Italian, because these are the languages of classical music. And he was traveling all over 1930s Europe giving performances. But he was back in the United States by the time of the Second World War, and he realized the growing danger of Nazism and anti-Semitism. So he was often traveling around entertaining the troops during the Second World War. He got to know Benjamin Britten, the British composer, who was in the United States during the Second World War, who got a bad press from some in the UK for being in the USA during the war, and he performed some of his works. I don't know which other instruments he could play apart from the violin. But after the Second World War, he was extraordinarily magnanimous, and he was the first Jewish musician to perform in Germany after the Second World War. So 1947, he got a lot of stick from that, from the Jewish community, saying it was far too early to forgive a country that they thought was still unrepentant, and most of the people who committed the Holocaust were still alive. Anyway, but he said, no, we have to help, you know, put Germany back on the right path to make them humane again, to show forgiveness. I mean, I wouldn't have been as forgiving as he was. Incidentally, his surname was really Menuhin, but then his parents sort of anglicized it to Menuhin, thinking it was unpronounceable otherwise. Alright, so he spent much of his life in London. He had this property, he also had one in Highgate, which is now owned by Sting, another famous musician, who the Englishman in New York. So he married twice, I think to non-Jewish women on both occasions, had two children from his first marriage, three from his second. And unfortunately, one of his sons is a raving anti-Semite Holocaust denier. I mean, how did that happen? How crazy is that? But he won all sorts of prizes. He got lots of charitable grants. He used that to set up a music festival in his name. There was even a Yehudi Menuhin school for musically gifted children here in the 70s and 80s, somewhere near the southern coast of the United Kingdom. Nigel Kennedy went there. What else about Yehudi Menuhin? So he visited Israel many times. He'd become a British citizen. Switzerland conferred honorary citizenship on him. Then he was so associated with the Jewish community that the PLO wanted to assassinate him in the 1980s, but fortunately they did not succeed. Here he was living sort of around the corner from Margaret Thatcher. Maggie Thatcher's house is that away. And that's about, you know, five doors down. So like 50 meters or something. What else about Yehudi Menuhin? Anyway, so as I say, died in Berlin. Died a very wealthy man, a multi-millionaire, did so much to popularize classical music. And Israel gave him some awards, but he morally courageously used his acceptance address to the Knesset to denounce the illegal occupation of Palestine, saying how brutal it was, how it was unworthy of the Jewish people with their high moral principle. It was the asphyxiation of decent people. Anyway, so that is Yehudi Menuhin, sorely missed. Look him up. So a real gent. Obviously, he dressed for the occasion in what they're called, in evening dress. You know, those not white tie. That's it, not black tie. Step beyond that, the tailcoat and so on. He owed it to his audience to wear that sort of rig. Okay, thanks very much for watching my video. And here I am on Chester Square in London, where so many other distinguished people lived, like Mary Shelley, like the Queen of the Netherlands in the Second World War. She lived further up here on Chester Square. and I can't think which other distinguished people, Simon Mann, the mercenary, the failed Wonga coup, lived in the same house that Matthew Arnold lived in on the other side of the square. So how about that for a very historic square? All built in the 1850s. That's why the buildings aren't that tall. There are no lifts back then. And plus, architecture wouldn't allow them to build floor after floor after floor. They didn't necessarily have running water, so you wouldn't want to carry the water up and down too many flights of stairs. Right, thank you, and make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecatalan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.